what purpose does the gentleman from Florida rise? I said, the gentlewoman from Florida. The gentlewoman is not recognized. Colleagues. No, I'm going to. The House will be in order. All members are reminded to observe decorum. Speakers are reminded to address the chair, and pursuant to Clause 8 of Rule 20, the unfinished business is the vote on the passage of H.R. 8034.
And in Ukraine and in Taiwan and our NATO allies now know that America is back, that we're leading the free world like Ronald Reagan did. And, you know, Reagan brought down the Soviet Union, for God's sakes. The eyes of the world are watching, and our adversaries are watching, and history is watching. And that's what I kept telling my colleagues. Do you want to be a Chamberlain or a Churchill? Because that is a moment in time that we are at.
President Zelensky, it is an historic morning. I want to get your reaction to this major news. The House approving $61 billion in aid to Ukraine. Will you get this aid in time to make a difference?
Це дуже важлива річ. По-перше, я хочу подякувати.
Yeah, it's been so important. First of all, I'd like to say thanks to the Congress for the bipartisan support. And I'd like to say thanks to Speaker Johnson and President Biden.
Can Ukraine now win this war, or is the United States merely giving you enough aid to prolong this war?
Дякую. Я вважаю, що...
Thank you. I think this support will really strengthen the armed forces of Ukraine. And we will have a chance for victory if Ukraine really gets the weapons system, which we need so much.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Meet the Press yesterday reacting to the House overwhelmingly voting in favor of new funding for Ukraine as well as Israel and Taiwan. The Senate is expected to pass the legislation as early as tomorrow and send it to the president's desk to sign. Really incredible moment. And I have to say, wasn't sure Mike Johnson had it, but he does.
Certainly does. I mean, Mike Allen and Jim Vandehei wrote this. This morning in Politico, he defied the loudest, most threatening GOP personalities, dug deep into government intelligence, and shifted his position on the most vital foreign policy legislation in years. Why it matters? It's hard to overstate the importance of Johnson's road to Kyiv political conversion. He not only shifted his own position on funding and arming Ukraine, but defied a majority of his party to do it.
This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot on all these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
It's Monday, 22 April, in the year of our Lord, 2024. The 30-front war intensifies today because we are fighting everywhere to save this republic from the tip of Manhattan. And just remember, the Ukrainian flags, the slobbering all over Polly Pocket's Johnson with his Churchill moment, the Ukrainian flags, what's happening up at Columbia and MIT and Yale, what's happening in lower Manhattan, it's all part of the same piece. Remember, in the fog of war, the most important thing is to look with total clarity and understand who your enemy is and where the points of attack are, because this is all of a piece. A couple things we're going to do today. We got in the first hour, we got Burquam, Harnwell, Bratt, and Poso is going to join me. We're going to take apart Polly Pocket's, Mike Johnson's the lies and misrepresentations, and also the government lies, the intelligence lies about this Ukraine situation. And today, another 5 or 10,000 will come across the border. The invasion continues unabated. In fact, the invasion continues unabated, exacerbated by money that we've approved. The Republican House used zero leverage. With McCarthy, gave Biden everything he wanted. With Johnson, is given Biden even more than he wanted. They're laughing. They're laughing right now at the Republican Party. They're laughing at the Republican Party in these cucks who have, and that's what they are, who have surrendered. More than ever, this is a point of delineation and clarity between MAGA. Going to be MAGA, and we're going to fight as populist nationalists to save this country, or you're just going to go throw in, because Republican doesn't mean anything anymore. You're either a globalist elitist, and you can be a more conservative global elitist on their spectrum, but you're still, your core is those neoliberal neocon policies, or you want to put America first, and as importantly, American citizens first. In the way we look at this from the war room, the American citizens are the preferred stockholder. First of you guys are the creditors committee because you have to approve this. Trump's made you chairman of the creditors committee. But below the debt, you're the preferred stockholder in the country. The citizens come first. And this is what's been lost by the uniparty drones on Capitol Hill. When reporting to their paymasters, the tech feudalist, sociopathic tech feudalists in Silicon Valley, and of course, the lords of easy money on Wall Street and the other global corporatists. This is what Ukraine was. You saw everything you want to see. They gave you a visual. They committed sacrilege on Saturday when they brought the Ukrainian flags. They brought Ukrainian flags. Ukrainian flags. On the floor of the House, after Johnson and this crowd of Republicans, the 101, and all the 101 will be turfed out. Any of the 101, if you look at any Solace Law, we had 112. We had a majority of the majority. At least we've shifted that. I know it's little compensation, but you're getting there. But we're going to hold. Johnson's got to go. Our entire week, you need to call your district offices, and you need to put the fear of God in these people that you've had a belly full of this, okay? This is obscene. What happened is a desecration. It's a desecration of this republic. It's a desecration of the House. It's a desecration. And their support of Johnson, and look, you're just going to get a caretaker. Now we got to get a caretaker and call the bluffs. It's a great unmasking. You've seen Gallagher. Gallagher was a golden child, was one of the golden child children. He's like Paul Ryan now. He's at 6% approval. People hate him. Why they hate him? Because he proved exactly who he's working for. And he's going over to Palantir. In Palantir, you see that demon from Palantir rubbing up against Johnson in all these photographs? Palantir's as bad as it comes. As bad as it comes. Another deep state operation sucking in tons of taxpayer cash. Gallagher's going to go work for him. But if the threat is... And for the hard eight, it's just not good enough. I love you guys, but sitting there saying, oh, no, some guy may turn to Hakeem Jeffries and Biden run the floor anyway. And for those people around Trump that talk Trump into this fiasco with Johnson, and I know for a fact that Trump was lighting up Johnson on Thursday and Friday behind the scenes of this complete debacle. And Johnson's lie, his road to Kiev, Damascene moment that, you know, the government, like Joe Scarborough said, he saw the government intelligence. We're going to go through that. Joe, I had a high security clearance both at sea and at the Pentagon when you were in short pants, even before you even dreamed of messing with interns, right, who would eventually die in your office. Even before you even fantasized about interns, right? Decades and decades before that, I had a high security clearance. You have to know how to look through intelligence because the intelligence services are always selling you something. If the intelligence service is so great, and that's what Johnson's saying 100% what he did because it was so great. Johnson, did you ask a question and compare and contrast how they got October 7th wrong? The head of IDF intelligence just fired, resigned, took the blame for the October 7th fiasco. Didn't the CIA and DNI, they have more intelligence, more apparatus, more equipment, more infrastructure than IDF? They missed it and or were part of it. You tell me. I don't know. I want to investigate and find out the whole thing. I don't buy the fact that it just occurred. And no, I don't buy the fact. I don't buy the fact you just served up one IDF general is taking the blame. No, no, no. It's like Pearl Harbor. It's like blowing up the Maine. It's like 9/11. You need real inquiries of people that can look at the evidence and are fearless in reporting back. The same intel that failed there. You're telling me, oh, they're perfect with the Russia. Everything you say about what you base on, everything you say you're based on is not backed up by empirical fact. And if it is backed up in empirical fact, we're demanding you put some version of that forward to back it up and prove it. In addition, sir, did you ask for and get at a same security level briefing on the invasion of the southern border and what's happened with the 12 to 15 million people that are in the country? Did you ask for the same briefing? And if you did not, why not? Because you did not. You did not. We know that. But why not? And if you were that briefing, if you compare and contrast, what is the greater threat to the United States of America? There's no question. It is what has happened on the invasion of this border. And sir, you have supported that. You've had multiple opportunities to secure the border by using every piece. And people in the chat sometimes, oh, no, no, it's the only thing. No, we have the ability to cut off the money. You have the ability to take all types of action in the House of Representatives. Yes, it's hard. Yes, Morning Joe's not going to be, Mika's not going to be slobbering over you saying what a Churchill moment. Gosh, he was so brave. You see that all weekend? I told you that was going to happen. Polly Pockets is now, Polly Pockets looks in the mirror. He doesn't see Polly Pockets. He sees Winston Churchill. He sees a man of the defender of the West. He sees Richard the Lionhearted. He sees, you know, he sees the bravest of the brave. When he's nothing more than a gutless coward that got paid. Do you understand how Biden and these guys are laughing at Johnson and that crew right now? And you got to understand, you know, the Brian Jacksons of the world and all the McCarthy guys are still around Trump. And this is why you had this ridiculous meeting with Trump down there, right? Where Johnson comes out and says he supports him 100%. And then President Trump has to counter that by saying nobody talks for him and nobody does talk for Trump. This deal is an abomination. We're going to go. We got Burquam down in Lower Manhattan in the show trial start day. The same progressive forces that are putting Trump on trial in Lower Manhattan and have rigged the game are the same progressive forces, not just on the lawn at Columbia University or at Yale, but in the faculty senate and in the administration. The Sharia supremacists on the lawn are just a symptom of the problem. The problem, what's got to get purged at Columbia is the administration, all the progressives, okay? All the progressives and the parents sitting there whining about, oh, your kids are unsafe. Of course they're unsafe. Because for decades, you've brought the enemies of the United States into the country and you've put them into Ivy League schools. The faculty's got to be purged. The administration's got to be purged. If you want to save your kids, that's what you need to do. That same progressive neo-Marxist mindset is what's got Trump down in Lower Manhattan. And it's exactly who waved those flags on the floor of the House. Not one of those people backed President Reagan when he wanted to take down the evil empire. Not one of them backed taking down the Bolsheviks. Not one of them backed taking down the Soviet Union. Okay? Ask yourself who the true enemies of this country are. I'm telling you, they were standing in the House the other day, and the people that aid and abet the enemies are just as bad. Johnson, these people are just as bad, and all of them got to go. Short break, Lower Manhattan next. Hey, folks, if you watch War Room, you know we talk every day about the geopolitical and other forces driving the price of gold. There are actually a couple of reasons this is happening. Let me walk through them. The cost of goods continues to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January 2021, cost of living is up 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now significantly north of $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the House of Cards will come crashing down, and a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All this adds up to instability and uncertainty. And that is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from Birch Gold Group. Secure a portion of your savings now with gold and do it from Birch Gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free information kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of your pocket. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and tens of thousands of happy customers, you can count on Birch Gold also. Just text Bannon to 989898 and claim your free info kit to protect your savings in a time of turbulence, instability, and uncertainty. Do it today. Take action, action, action. Birch Gold Group. Text Bannon at 989898.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, let's go to our Palm Beach studio. Dave Bratt, your assessment of where we stand before I go. I got Burquam live down outside of the courthouse. President Trump arrived. I think it started at 9:30 today. New announcement is going to end even. Was going to knock off a two for Passover. It's going to end even earlier. Ben Burquam will break that news for you. Bratt, given the assessment of President Trump is in a show trial in Lower Manhattan, the progressive faculties of Yale and the progressive donors and the parents, all of it. It's not, you know, they're now going to depend upon MAGA cops that are MAGA to go down there and claim. Yes, these are Sharia supremacists. They hate America. I got that. But that's a symptom of the problem. The problems in the administration, the problems in the faculty, all of the faculty should be let go. They're all neo-Marxists. They all hate America. They brought this on us. Yep. They should all go. They're all the big, by the way, the same, and no offense, the kids down there that are being tortured, right? 99% of them were all in the BLM things and the summer love. We have to have moral, we have to have clarity here, okay?
Yeah.
The anti-American, anti-Western, anti-Judeo-Christian forces are aligned against us, okay?
Yep.
We can't just be singly targeting, oh, we got to go save the thing. No, the problem there is that the Yale faculty and the Yale administration, you saw it when Stefanik had them out there, they're all progressives, they all hate MAGA, they all hate Trump, right? Why should we lift a finger? We lift a finger because we want to purge what they've done to these Ivy League universities. It's filtered down to every university, it's filtered down to the Naval Academy, the DEI, the CRT, all of it. That's all neo-Marxism. That's the problem. It's not the pro-Palestinian. That's a symptom. The Sharia supremacists and why they're embedded and why all the faculty support them and all the administrations really support them until they start killing people, until the optics get too bad on TV, right? And then they want somebody to come in and save them. No, no. They got to purge while they're up there today, run it to taking those camps down, which they got to do. Take the encampments down. But hey, go into the administration and get rid of three quarters of the administrators and go into the faculty senate and blow out all the faculty members. Dave Bratt.
Yeah, that's right. There are no Churchills on the forefront in U.S. leadership. When I think of Churchill, I think of what you're doing, standing up against the entire world on every issue, what President Trump has been doing. On policy issues, right? This is not all politics. Churchill stood up with courage, right? Look around us today. We have the appeasement camp, right? The leadership in the House and the Senate, H.R. 2 still sitting in the Senate. They won't pass that to shut down the border. So look who's doing the appeasement. We're appeasing cheap labor, right? The big corporations. We're appeasing the banks and the financial system with interest rates at zero for two decades. And a $35 trillion debt, appeasement on the financial front, and then forever wars. We're appeasing the defense military industrial complex. Instead of being courageous and saving our resources for the real wars to come, we're blowing through cash and weakening us. The globalists and the Marxists couldn't think up a better script. And then just politically, what do you run on? Right. If you've given away, those are the three issues that the American people care about: the debt, the inflation, right, the financial piece, the border invasion, and then the forever wars. Those are the big three. What are we going to say we're for to motivate the masses, right? And by the masses, I mean half the American people that do have a backbone and courage. And the people that represent in my districts, right, they're just all American superheroes. So there is no Churchill standing up right now. President Trump had peace and prosperity for 4 years. That's the Churchill moment. When you stand up and you pay the price, Churchill went up his entire party system against everybody, against all the generals, against everybody in all the play calls on the wars. He stood up single-handedly against everybody. Who's doing that right now on behalf of the American people? I don't see it.
Axios has a story that's popped. I'm sending it to my crack team. Dave, I just sent it to you. It is Hakeem Jeffries emerges as Congress shadow speaker. I don't know if it's so much the shadow speaker. First time in the history of this country, a minority leader determined what came to the floor. Look at who is slobbering all over Mike Johnson over the weekend. The worst elements of the Republican Party, the worst elements of the Republican Party, and Mika and Joe and all the mainstream media, they're all saying what a hero. When people like that say you're a hero, you know the guy's a scumbag. By definition, you know he's a scumbag. And now Axios has finally said, put it in print, the quiet part out loud, Hakeem Jeffries is the Speaker of the House. This is why Johnson's got to go. You fire Johnson, you're firing Hakeem Jeffries. He's got to go. You got Bill Blass. Okay, this week we need you to pound in your calls and your efforts into your congressman's local office in Johnson, because they've all skedaddled. They're not in Washington this week because they want to make sure they're not there to take the heat. They feel by going back to their districts, they can hide from you, which they can't. 112 people voted, no way, we're not doing this. 101 voted yes. They're the core of the problem with Johnson and quite frankly, the leadership team. The leadership team. It's an endemic problem, and they're the problem. They're the problem. Everything else is a symptom of the problem. They don't have the guts to stand in the breach and go, no, we have promised the American people, we've promised the Republican Party, we've promised MAGA, we've promised President Trump, everybody, we're going to seal the border before any penny. They've kicked the can down the road every time they had opportunity and had full ability, 1,000% ability to stop this, to leverage. Let's go to Lower Manhattan. Brett, you hang on. Harnwell's got an amazing story about corruption, about where your money's really going. Ben Burquam, this progressive neo-Marxist, it's filtered down. Remember, all the prosecutors, they all went to Ivy League schools. They're all, the whole system is corrupt. They took 5 days to pick a jury that's got all Karens on it, all Trump-hating Karens from the Upper West Side that watch MSNBC and read the New York Times. Oh, yeah, that's a open-minded. They're going to be completely open-minded, totally open-minded, because New York Times and MSNBC viewers and New York Times, they can be fair. They can be open-minded. They'll get over their inherent hatred of President Trump and hatred of MAGA and hatred, quite frankly, of the United States of America and this republic, Ben Burquam.
Yeah, well, it's just like Antifa. They say words are violent, so they have the right to use violence against people that whose words they don't like. And just so the American people understand what's happening here, this is not a prosecution. This is a persecution of President Trump. But it's not even about what happens now. This is really about what happens after January, November 5th, and when President Trump takes office again. This is about sending, as you mentioned earlier, you got Antifa, you got BLM, now you got this unholy alliance with Hamas marching in our streets and 15 million illegals that the Democrats are going to send into the streets to continue the coup that they started under President Trump in his first term. That's all this is about. This is a show trial against President Trump. It's BS from the beginning. The charges were BS from the beginning. The American people understand that, but that doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter that they don't actually have a case. It matters that Bragg made a promise to the Democrat voters that he was going to go after President Trump. That's what he's doing now. And that's what this is about. It's about delegitimizing President Trump for the second term. term, not even about what's happening today. But as we speak, opening statements are happening. We just got word from some of the other the camps out here that this may actually end up ending early today, 12:30, earlier than you mentioned, because apparently one of the alternate jurors has a dentist appointment. So, you know, President Trump, nope, he can't go see Barron's graduation. But you're an alternate juror and you got a dentist appointment. We'll shut that down. I haven't heard that officially confirmed yet, but that's what we're hearing down here on the street. It's just unbelievable.
Well, it's supposed to wrap at 2 because of Passover. You're saying now it's going to be 12:30 because a juror's got a dental appointment?
That's what we're hearing, Steve. That's what we're hearing. It's just absolutely ludicrous.
You're standing right there with the hyenas of the mainstream media. How much are they loving this? Just put our audience on the street out there. How much are they loving this?
Yeah, well, I'm down at the far end. I'm in the nosebleed section, if you will, of where the press is. But all the way down behind me, all the way down, this is where the salivating lapdog media is. I mean, they don't have to use chapstick today. Let's just say that their lips are wet already. These guys they're loving every second of this. They think this is a continuation of the first two failed impeachments. You know, this is it's really the Democrat Party in media form out here, outside of us and one or two others.
They're starting today. After opening statements, they're going to start today, and we're going to see if Trump's lawyers got presence. I mean, I heard they tried to do their best, but they got rolled last week, and people I had inside the courtroom said it's the worst thing they've ever seen in a New York courtroom. But just got absolutely rolled. Not that they maybe had a lot of defenses, but these opening statements are very important. Then the first witness the prosecution is going to call is David Pecker, David Pecker from the National Enquirer. Is that correct? Ben?
Yeah, that's what we're hearing again. That's what we're hearing again. But keep in mind, think about this. They didn't even let the defense know the three first witnesses. I mean, this is really unheard of. So the defense couldn't even set up cross-examination. They couldn't decide their questions because they wouldn't let and then the judge sided with the prosecution that it was right to not let the defense know the first three witnesses the prosecution was going to bring out because, you know, maybe Trump sends out a mean tweet about him. I mean, it's crazy. It's absolutely insane.
Also, on the Sandoval rule, they ruled that if President Trump does testify, because he wants to testify, if he does testify, they can bring in every other case, all other lawfare gets dumped in here. The one thing they're showing, and you see this in the polling numbers, they're trying to show to their own side that lawfare works, that they couldn't beat Trump fairly. They had to do this, but hey, guys, it's working because it's working against Trump. That's why Trump needs to go full Trump. We need to go bodega every day. We need a show of force in New York City every day. We need things like that every day. Ben, where do they get Ben's also going to maybe go up to Columbia if he can get up there without getting killed. Ben, social media, where do people track you during the day?
Yeah, at Ben Burquam. I'll be posting all day today and tomorrow. I'll be here Wednesday morning as well. And then frontlineamerica.com, americasvoice.news.
What's more dangerous, Ben, going up to Columbia and New York City with the anarchy there or the times you're in the Darien Gap?
I think they're both equivalent now. We've got the terrorists on our streets. We've invited the terrorists in. So it's...
Exactly. Thank you, Ben. Most emergencies come without warning. And when the next one comes, you won't have time to pack and to prepare. You need to get ready now. Before an emergency strikes, your supplies should be ready to grab and go right away. Secure these supplies right now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Start with the 4-week emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply, helping millions of Americans, and I mean millions of Americans, prepare. Since 2008, My Patriot Supply are experts in self-reliance and preparation. Their 4-week emergency food kits offer over 2,000 calories every day. Protected by heavy-duty, 4-layer packaging, these kits last up to 25 years. Let me repeat that, 25 years. Sealed inside rugged, handled buckets, they're made to grab and go quickly. Now go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save $50 right now per kit. They ship fast and they ship free in unmarked boxes. Save $50 per kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com. Take action on this today. Go over there. They're the best in the business. Talk to the consultants. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So, Joe, I thought it was a tremendously emotional affirmation of the ability of the United States, despite all of our political divisions and difficulties, to get to the right thing, to have a speaker despite considerable personal danger to him and his speakership, decide that he was going to stand for what was best for the country, not for himself. I think back last month to when I was sitting with President Zelensky in Kyiv, talking about what he would do if USA didn't come soon, and he took out a piece of paper and kind of drew lines that symbolized the Ukrainian front. He said, without enough ammunition to match the Russians, we're going to have to retreat. We'll have to pull back. You could just see in his eyes what it meant, that this brave struggle was beginning to collapse at the front. So to get that aid finally, to have people stand up and be counted, starting with Mike Johnson, really meant something. I'll mention one other thing. I was at a social event yesterday with the Ukrainian ambassador, with a lot of the generals in the U.S. military who are most responsible for this war. At a certain point, a performer who was performing for the group sang Amazing Grace. Beautifully stretching out every word. And I don't think there was a dry eye in that room listening to this amazing grace that the American political system had delivered, had discovered to pass this aid. So it's a big deal. The key question, obviously, is how soon can the aid get to the Ukrainian forces? They're getting pounded right now.
They're getting pounded, dude, because they don't have any volunteers. Where's the 500,000 young men that are going to volunteer where they didn't volunteer? You know why? Because they don't want to fight for that war. They don't want to fight for Zelensky. So then they passed this law about drafting. Where are they? Harnwell, we had the article last week in the European papers, said, or New York Times, excuse me. They're swimming over. They're running away as fast as possible. It's $10,000 for their parents to buy them out from the draft. The key point, they don't have any troops. David Ignatius, he is the mouthpiece for the Langley Bugle, heretofore referred to as the Washington Post. He's the CIA's guy. They're listening to Amazing Grace, and they got tears running down their face. Isn't that very moving? I'm incredibly moved. I'm touched. I really am touched. I'm touched. Tears came to my eyes when I saw the Ukrainian flags, a sacrilege, on the floor of the house. Because they're more for the Ukraine, they're more for the Zelensky. These are the guys, the ones, the Adams family Democrats that are doing that. Remember, not one of them are the people they were, but not one of them ever backed Reagan for 1 second at taking down the Bolsheviks and taking down the Soviet Union. And why is that interesting? Why would people that supported the Bolsheviks against President Reagan when he was trying to take down the evil empire, like Jamie Raskin's Marxist father, collaborator, traitor father, why does red diaper babies like Jamie Raskin, why do they hate the Russian people now? Curious minds want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. Jack Posobiec, you're an intelligence officer, specialist, and particularly you know Eastern Europe as well as you know the CCP. I want to go through just systematically. These are Mike Johnson's words. What his road to demand, his Damascene moment, his road to Kyiv, this Churchill-like figure that came to us from the backwaters of Louisiana, but then rose to his moment. It's because the intelligence services were able to brief him on what happened, and his fear is in Poland and Moldova and the Balkans and Finland. Sir, can you take those in order? Because this is a lie. And if it's not a lie, they could get enough D-class out there to show you, to back it up, and they can't. That's why you don't hear anything about it. That's why they only brief members of Congress. The IDF intelligence officer just fell on his sword because of his failures on October 7th. Well, whoa. DNI, CIA, DIA, we got five times more assets in the region, right? In Qatar, in UAE, in Saudi Arabia, in Egypt. to know what's happening. And that it's a bigger failure for American intelligence that once again were caught flat-footed. Jack Posobiec.
Well, Steve, there's a lot to look in here, but, you know, I got to say, I don't know how the Zelensky guy is going to do on the battlefield, but I got to tell you, the next time I got one of my media contracts coming up, I'm definitely calling him in as the negotiator. I mean, this guy, he just doesn't lose. He's a rainmaker in there. How does he do it? He goes in there. Not only does he get the $60 billion, he goes and gets everyone flying his flag on the other side of the negotiating table. Look, what people need to understand that this isn't $60 billion that's going to change anything on the battlefield. It's not going to change anything when it comes to the outcome of this war. What it is a $60 billion donation to Joe Biden's reelection campaign. Why? Because he doesn't want to go Kiev to go the way of Kabul in the middle of a reelection, in the middle of the debates, where President Trump can turn and point to everybody what's going on with people hanging off the wheels and tires of the aircraft like we saw coming out of Kabul. Look, Steve, the idea, it's ridiculous on its face right now that NATO exists in order to take war, proxy war to Russia. Because let's call this what it is. This is a proxy war. The United States and NATO, that's the European allies, but the U.S. is paying for it. I'm not sure why the Europeans aren't paying anything for this when they've got far more money than the average American does. That what we're seeing is that they're using the Ukrainians as the sacrificial lambs to go up against Russia, to try to deplete Russia. But the problem is in the pudding, Steve, because even if let's say Russia goes in, let's say Kiev falls, Russia goes into Poland, Article 5 gets kicked off. Where's the shells coming from? Where's the artillery coming from? The West does not have the manufacturing capability to produce that, and you better believe that the Chinese are going to be in a little bit of a box if something like that comes off. That's why it's ridiculous. That's why it would go to missiles. That's why it would go nuclear very quickly. Because all the countries you just mentioned, Finland, Poland, Baltics, are all NATO.
Poland is right now, you've seen the combat capability of Russia, which can't even get it rolling in Ukraine. Do you see where are they an immediate threat to Poland or the Balkans or Moldavia or any of this stuff?
Steve, Russia hasn't even taken over the completion of those four provinces, the four oblasts that they annexed at the beginning of this war 2 years ago. That's the level of mobilization we've seen from Russia right now. Of the four provinces that they've annexed, they've only fully taken over one, Lugansk, Zaporizhia, the Donetsk, and Kherson to the south are still at play when it comes to this. And you've seen these incremental moves. It's Zelensky, on the other hand, who's sending all of his military over to be torn up in the meat grinder of the Russian military forces. That's why you haven't seen Russia roll over, because their entire focus is on these four provinces. And Zelensky, for whatever reason, seems more than willing to send his own people to go and die. And of course, our government is more than happy to do so, and more than happy to write the checks in order to do so. It's ridiculous. It's disgusting. The people who are dying on the battlefield are Ukrainians. And now Zelensky passes the new law to lower the mobilization age. And Steve, let's be very clear about this. This isn't draft. This isn't like, oh, we're going to come out to the schools and offer some, you know, offer people college credit if you want to come join, and tuition and a GI Bill and all this. No, this is conscription. That's the actual translation of what's going on. It's conscription. They are going to be conscripting teenagers now because they've run out of everyone else. How do you make the average age of the Ukrainian military units younger? You introduce younger and younger people. That's what's going on here. That's what Americans are paying for. That's what's going on. And again, just like, and you could talk to Poland about how it goes when a Slavic country takes the deal that's being offered by Western Europe. Oh yeah, we'll take the alliance. Who's the one who ends up getting torn up? Who's the one who ends up getting torn up between the two armies when they're fighting? It's the people who are fighting in the middle. Go talk to the Poland, the Polish, the Belarusians, and any Ukrainian who's old enough to remember World War II. And believe me, there's plenty of people over there who are. They are the ones who get torn up whenever the Western and Eastern empires rumble.
Jack, let me, I want to bring in Ben Harnwell from Rome. Lead story in the Financial Times today. Ben, and if Denver could put it up, Ben, explain to this. I want to have Poso comment on it. What's this story about corruption and money being stolen out of Ukraine?
Morning, Steve. Morning, Jack. It's a horrific story. There's this guy called Arnulf Damerau. He's a German, an Anglo-German businessman who's been investing in Ukraine for 3 years. And he's just got this online gambling thing going. He paid his 60 million in taxes last year, and it was signed off by the Ukrainian IRS. And then what happens? In October, he's hit for a 560 million tax evasion case. And members of the security said, this is what the FT, I'm quoting the FT here, members of the security services, and explicitly it says it, President Zelensky's administration, then went up to this guy in Vienna. This guy, he's got the photos of the meeting. He secretly recorded it. And they basically said, look, we can make all these legal things go away, but you've got to transfer the legal ownership of this company into a trust, which we'll set up for you, an offshore trust fund. We want 50%, Steve. That's the upshot of this. We were wrong. We've been calling President Zelensky 10%-ski for the last 2 years. We underestimated the guy. This guy is a professional. He wants 50%. David Ignatius was wrong as well. They weren't singing Amazing Grace. They were singing Amazing Grift.
Amazing. Hang on for 1 second. Jack, the oligarchs there, the corruption there, we've got no accounting. Chip Roy came out and said, hey, of the first 125 we sent, or 129, only like 47 or 50 billion has gone to the battlefield. The rest has gone to support the Ukrainian government, which they're stealing with both hands. Your assessment of the promises Johnson made to secure the border, we haven't done one thing, only been performative, not one. They're still coming across at 5,000 to 10,000 a day versus Ukraine. The enormity of this surrender by Johnson and his crew.
I mean, Steve, I'm not really sure what else you can call it. I've said before that this was a $60 billion campaign donation to Joe Biden, and that's exactly what it is. He gave Biden and Hakeem Jeffries every single thing they asked for. And keep in mind that there was no negotiation here. There was no negotiation on the border. There was no negotiated leverage. There wasn't even discussion of lowering the number from 60 billion to 30 billion. You may have gotten more MAGA on board if you lower the number down and then put something in for the other side. There was none of that. It's as simple as this. I don't see how the political position of the speakership is untenable. It's completely untenable.
You agree with War Room. There's no chance he can stay. To stay is an abomination. It's a McCarthy left because he was a liar. Johnson's actually a worse liar and a bigger coward than McCarthy, and that's hard to imagine because
well,
McCarthy
and the only lifeline he has is the Democrats, and that means they're just going to own him outright.
Yes. Jack, I know you got some big interviews coming today. We'll let you go. You're going to be live at 2 o'clock?
We'll be live at 2 o'clock. We've actually got Liz Truss on. Ben, I'll be sure to pass your best wishes.
Thank you very much, Ben. Jack Posobiec, we're going to have Liz on, I think, later in the week. Obviously, Poso gets all the best interviews first, and then they come to War Room. Thank you very much for taking time away, Jack. I know you're really pressed for time today. We're going to take a short commercial break. Back with Dave Bratt, Ben Harnwell, MTG, top of the show, top of the hour. Let's take down the CCP. Tax Network USA is pure War Room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers, and you don't. You'll pay up, plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. you could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on, grind you for all your back taxes, plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, if you think it's, is it not turbulent enough for you? Well, it's only going to get more turbulent. That's why everybody needs a hedge against this turbulence, particularly financially. Go to birchgold.com/Bannon. We've put out the fifth installment of End of the Dollar Empire. It's all free. If you haven't gotten the first four installments, in fact, I was autographing some of those, and people brought it to the Gladiator School last week. You print it out, put it in your notebook, make notes. The fifth installment is unbelievable. It's about the central bank digital currency and why the de-dollarization movement's taking getting steam, and quite frankly, why other central banks are buying gold at record rates. You need to understand this. We're going to teach you the macro. Philip Patrick and the team is there to talk to you about the micro and all types of tax-deferred instruments they have. So birchgold.com/Bannon. Talk to Philip Patrick and the team. One of the things we do with the sponsors is make sure the senior personnel are available to the War Room posse to engage. We want to immerse you in information. Then you make your own choices, because you know why? You're free men and free women. At least we are for some time, right? Until we're defeated, which will not be defeated if we don't quit. It's over when we say it's over. Dave Bratt, your thoughts on this topic about, of course, $2 trillion deficit we just put the ink to. Right now they're talking, they don't want to talk the top line number because it'll be over $7 trillion. It's going to be another $2 trillion deficit. They just gave Ukraine $60 billion. He didn't negotiate one element of it, didn't take anything back. They got a very dangerous thing called the Repo Act in the middle of this too. Yeah. Which is stealing the Russian people's assets and using them to give to Ukrainians, because they know they're going to have to come back for hundreds of billions of more dollars, so they want to steal as much as possible. First time the United States has ever done that, including against the Nazis or Imperial Japan. Your thoughts, yep. Dave Bratt?
Yeah, what you just said matters. First time in American history, right? The one thing that links all these issues is there's a complete absence of thinking. And I'm deadly serious there. You could go do a whole show on that. But thinking through and analyzing the historical implications of what's going to happen. So when you go after this repo and you steal people's money, other smart people, right? The Chinese are smart. The rest of the world's got very smart economists in all the countries. I used to work with them all, the World Bank, et cetera. They could figure this stuff out in 5 seconds. And then there's huge global reverberations, similar to President Trump. People think this is just some little political hack show. No, when you attack someone's private property with just grotesque claims, New York City, right? The business, the capitalists up there, they're doing the math. Uh-oh, why do you think Florida's getting so crowded, right? So the long-term implications are huge. And if Denver just wants to put up a couple quick charts, I can show you the historical implications. Here's number one. Go back to look at World War II, 1945. Defense is 90% of government spending. 90% of government spending. That's not going to happen again. But I'm just saying, everybody that's in a rush to war, if you get to war, here's what it looks like, right? And I'll get to the deaths in 1 second. Chart number two, what's the expected future? Based on historical thinking, for the American people if you go to war. There's World War II again. GDP goes up. That's not the real economy. That's the government borrowing, going into debt to go to war. The real economy is right underneath it. Capital, private capital investment goes down and stays down and never returns to trend. If you look at that graph carefully, and I'll post those in case you don't have Superman vision. And then down at the bottom for the American people, if that's not bad enough, your consumption goes down and stays down and never returns to trend. That's your welfare. So the people going through this saying, let's go to war, we're going to buy bullets that we blow up, and there's nothing in return for that, right? That's not investment in your future, in the capital plant of the United States of America. It's a total waste of money. The American people are going to pay for it. And on the moral front, the Judeo-Christian piece, we had peace and prosperity 4 years ago, folks. Think about that. The left makes a moral case for the illegal immigrants. They're all children of God. I keep that in the back of my head. We did not have the invasion 4 years ago. But now, who's thinking of the 500,000 Ukrainian kids, right? The United Nations has 10,000 people killed or injured or whatever. The New York Times has 500,000. So right off the bat, the information flow is immoral. But who's got the best interest of those little kids that are going off into war and getting shot up? Nobody. For me, I don't get it. It's morally grotesque. I don't know what we're doing. All this was avoidable. The border invasion was avoidable. The wars were all avoidable. And I don't get how we got here.
I don't think it is avoidable. I think unless you take down this system, unless you break the back of these neo-Marxists that are combined with the tech feudalists in Silicon Valley and the lords of easy money on Wall Street, unless you break that system, this is not only it's not unavoidable, it is the way the system works. You saw it in all high relief last week. With all the evidence sit there with promises and promises and promises and promises and commitments that nothing would happen before the southern border. He would look in the camera, and this is a guy with a Christian worldview. He'd look you in the eye and lie to you like a used car salesman, okay? Would sit there. And this is us just for the budget. Then with Ukraine, nothing's going to happen. Nothing will ever happen until we secure the border, okay? The border is not only not secured, they've given them money to exacerbate the invasion. This is the way the system works. This is why you got to keep churning through these guys until you get MAGA warriors in there. People talk a little bit about the softness of President Trump's numbers, and they have gotten soft in the last week or so. It's because the only thing that wins here is full MAGA. You go full MAGA, you win. You'll bring in 50, 60% of the country. You saw up there at the bodega run when they're 5 and 6 deep. If you try to mollify and try to play ball with the establishment and do what the establishment does, the question to Johnson is, one, did you look at any intelligence on the southern border, or are you telling us that that's not as bad as what you saw about Russia? And please give us what you saw about Russia, because it's Poland's a lie, Balkans is a lie, it's all a lie. It's spun by the intelligence services, who just had another epic fail regarding the Muslim Brotherhood's attack, which they planned. Remember, you have intelligence services you're spending hundreds of billions of dollars for that couldn't find out that Hamas was training in broad daylight, funded by Qatar, funded by the Muslim Brotherhood, with people in Egypt giving them money and training and logistics and all of that. They missed the entire thing, right? Well, that's the best case. The worst case is, hey, maybe they were in on it. We don't know because we haven't had an investigation. And you can't take anything the intelligence services say on the face of it. Polly Pockets doesn't understand that because the first time he's ever really got a briefing. Okay, 90-second break. We're going to come back. Got MTG. Maybe have a couple of three senators. Brad's going to stick with me. Harnwell's going to stick with me. Birchgold.com. Get the End of the Dollar Empire 5th installment today.
True or false? Using your tax refund to pay off credit card debt is a smart thing. Actually, that's false. DoneWithDebt.com published a brilliant strategy designed to let you keep your hard-earned tax refund and reduce or eliminate credit card debt. Most Americans owe thousands in credit card debt. In fact, Daily Mail's got a story that 56 million Americans carry credit card debt, and that debt will take years to pay off, if you pay it off at all. Done with Debt found that filing bankruptcy is usually not the answer, and taking out loans to pay off credit cards usually increases the debt. When you engage Done With Debt, their legal experts and skilled negotiators take on the credit card companies for you. Their winning strategies are designed with one goal: solve your debt situation quickly and permanently. First things first, chat with a Done With Debt strategist and explore your solutions. Some debt fighting strategies are time sensitive, so you'll need to move quickly. For a free consultation, visit donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Do it today. Take action.
Room at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. If you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there, do it today, check it out.